Rogers Card Making Activities. Proceeds benefit SLB programs for youth and families. We have a new addition to our library. It's here. It's called Josh and Gab, I'm Not a Bully. It's a beautiful CD. It's got six selections on it, and today is the release day. They are going to be performing some shows here at the Children's Museum. You've heard them, I hope, on SLB before. They're terrific. And rather than my continuing to describe them, let's just have you listen to them. It's very easy for me to just say Josh and Gab.
Well, thank you for having us back. Here we go.
One, two, three, four. When you're on the playground, then you'd rather be inside. Smile at all the friends around you, the kids that you don't know, to any of something you can try.
So, but you try. Here we go.
Everybody clap hands.
Let's do it.
Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Your hands, your hands. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Your hands, your hands.
I'm really glad, that's Josh and Gab, by the way, that you played that song, because you were workshopping that song with Youth Alive here at the Children's Museum about 2 weeks ago. And I was really enjoying the crescendo on the bridge to that. I'm doing it in the wrong key. But I liked that a lot, and I was kind of humming it to myself the rest of the day. And so I want to know about writing that and about how that came about, if you can tell me, Josh.
Yeah, that one was written, I think, in the middle of the night. It was one of those nights that I couldn't sleep, and Gab and I were getting ready to do our first performances of the Josh and Gab show. So this was about a year ago. We were just starting to gear up for our very early shows. And it hit me in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep. I was trying to find a theme song for us, something for us to come out to and get everyone excited, something to promote the idea of unity, collaboration, self-expression. And it came to me as if in a dream, willed from beyond. And then I made a demo. And a week later, we were playing it in front of 500 elementary school kids at Montour.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, that's a big with Montour Elementary School.
It was Burkett Elementary School in the Montour District.
Yeah, Montour School
that's
District.
A big school. School. What's the lyric to that bridge?
We say everybody loves a song, so everybody clap hands.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah. That's it. Yep. And then the second time we say, you may find your fears are gone if everybody claps hands.
Yeah. What a great song. And that's from, it's the first track on the new CD called I'm Not a Bully, Josh and Gab.
Big rock and roll version on the CD.
Yeah. Drums, bass, everything.
Drums, bass, and harp.
You know, some people know, but some may not know. Each of you is, you know, a very eclectic, accomplished person in your own right. I mean, each of you can be doing lots of different things in different genres and different fields, and with very different audiences. Why this particular CD at this time? And I don't mean that to sound as like a hard-hitting question. I'm just curious.
It's a good question. What prompted you to do it? Well, honestly, I mean, originally we were commissioned by the Montour School District. Josh and I had been working together for years, just doing, you know, opening up for each other in shows or doing videos together. And a friend had been studying to be a principal, and she was bringing in a lot of anti-bully assemblies, and she noticed that the kids weren't really going away with anything. They weren't, they were kind of, either the assemblies were very depressing, or they just, the people presenting them were kind of a little out of touch with kids.
Bullying's bad, okay?
Yeah. Exactly. And so she basically asked us if we would be willing to create a program that was fun, that taught kids that it's cool to be kind, and she had known that I had been bullied. We were friends for a long time, and Josh had been bullied as a kid, so once we started work, you know, putting together the program, it came out of nowhere. I mean, we wrote an hour worth of material, I'd say, in a few weeks. I mean, at least.
We wrote a half hour of comedy and I think five or six entirely new songs in just a week or two. And we had hardly any time to prepare. And then we performed in front of 500 kids.
You just inspired me with something. And forgive the off-topic comment here. On topic, but sort of veering off for a minute, but we're old friends, so we could do that. When you mentioned you were both bullied, you know, I was bullied. It's interesting how many people mentioned that they were bullied. I don't know too many people who mentioned that they were a bully. And I would really like to get a group of adults together sometime who might be willing to admit that and talk about why they were doing that. Because I don't know if I'd say there are good reasons, but there are often clear reasons for why kids would do it. And it might really help today's bullies understand maybe why they ought not bully if they hear regret from older people that had, sure. Which is a whole different thing.
That's really the theme of one of the main song on the record, which our theme song, well, I shouldn't say our theme song because I already said that our last ones are themes, that one of the central themes of the record is this idea of using creativity as an alternative to acting out. So it really does take on the idea of how to address people who are acting as bullies as well as people who are being bullied. I know that I've been on both sides of the story many times, you know, and I'm pretty sure you have too.
Yeah, we talk about it constantly. We always want the bully to also know that they're our friend, and we know that the reason they're bullying is because something else is going on. I mean, Josh and I always talk about that. That is like as mm-hmm. much of a theme as don't bully as to why are they bullying, and we always talk about that with the kids. And there's a lot of interactive elements in our show. I mean, kids can raise their hand and say, I was bullied last week. This is what happened. Now what do I do? You know, so we do try to address it. And some kids have said, I've been a bully and I don't know why, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying that because it is more common to admit the one rather than the other. And in theory, I suppose there should be, you know, an equal match or as many. The transaction requires a lot on either side.
No, it's true.
Let's take a listen to another song. What would you like to do next? This is Josh and Gab. Their new CD is called I'm Not a Bully. And after this song, we'll tell you more about the grand release activities taking place.
Sure. Why don't we do we have a lullaby that's the last song on the record, even though it's a little early in the show. Maybe we'll jump to that. I think it'd be nice. This is a song that we wrote for a very good friend of ours who was going through some pretty serious health problems, and we thought we'd create a song to be just a general, it's called Hurry Up and Get Well. It's for anyone who has a friend or a loved one who isn't feeling very well.
Your friends are saving fun for you. Turn your eyeballs back from green to blue. Oh, on your mark and get set. Now you'll have to wait around a few till the healing fairies smell on you. Oh, soon. Soon you'll be here. Home. get well. I can hear the voices call for you, and we're gonna throw a ball for you. Oh, oh.
Hurry up and get well. Now the lights are shining down on you, and we hope you brought your dancing shoes. Oh, oh.
Great song from Josh and Gab. You guys sing really, really well together, and it's fun to watch you and listen to you. And they're wearing their prison outfits today. Was that planned? Or
I'm 3, 4, 8, 9, 2.
Yeah, we like to match. We're matchy matchy.
Yes, they're stripey today, yeah. Which is a good thing. And important to explain on radio. People might have thought you were in orange jumpsuits.
Wait, they can't see this?
Wait, I'm on TV?
No, radio, we use advanced technology to filter the pictures before they get to people's homes. The pictures are retained here.
I just remember my father used to accuse me of wearing prison garb in eighth grade, but it was actually because I would wear only like giant gray Nike t-shirts that went down to my neck. I guess like gray. It looked just like I was in like some like work gear.
So the new CD, it's great that it's here. And I guess two questions is a great way to get it is to watch you folks perform. I know a lot of your performances are in schools, so they're somewhat private, if not private, but absolutely private. But
we've had some friends. We've had some friends make it into
amazing,
school shows.
Yeah,
you don't have to couch everything you say, Larry. Though you know, it's like I could actually, I can speak in absolutes occasionally. You're going to be here at the Children's Museum today in shows. I think are they 1, 2, and 3?
Yep.
Okay, and so that's one way that you can come and hear them, and they're actually in an unticketed part of the museum. Don't tell anybody,
right.
But you can come right here and visit. But you'll want to see all of the museum, too.
Oh, yeah.
And you can come and make a Mother's Day card with us because we're on opposite ends here.
Actually, if it's okay, maybe in a break, I'd like to stop over.
You certainly can. We'd love to have you do that.
Oh, nice.
She would love that.
Oh, I just
that.
Gave it away. You know what? Oops. I'm not going to do that.
That's okay. You know what? We'll just take that, put it on a CD. You can give it to her just like that.
I would love that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Or we can have Gab make her a card, which would really...
But then I have to make my mom a card, and she gets really jealous.
But the thing is, I'll pay you $5 to do it, because Gab is a real radio personality.
Oh, yes.
I mean, she has this incredible voice.
Yes. Well, and she's back on the big... what do they call that now? The Stormtrooper or whatever?
I don't think I'm on anything that's a Stormtrooper. I mean, I've been a guest a few times.
Oh, okay. You're still a radio guest.
My radio days are over unless I'm a guest, I'd say.
You two have these real radio voices, and I sound like a goof. So I want, if I make a Mother's Day card, I want it to be Larry and Gab, my dream team of radio broadcasting.
How can this guy say doesn't have a voice? I mean, with this...
He has no idea. He thinks he's not good looking and he has a bad voice. So just work with it. It's good. Just work with it, Larry.
Yeah. Okay.
How can people get this if
they can visit www.joshandgab.com. And we also have a number of free outdoor events this summer. We're going to be at the Children's Festival next weekend.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to be at
what day are you going to be there?
Both Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday,
Friday
yeah.
The 17th.
I'll be there. I'll probably introduce you Saturday if it's after.
That would be phenomenal.
If it's in the afternoon.
Well, it's at noon. I think it's at lunchtime.
I probably won't make it.
Will you be there doing workshops?
I'll be there emceeing the stage, but however quickly I can get there between here and there.
I'll stick around and say hello.
I'll probably take you off stage if I mean, in a nice way. I'll be there at the end of your set.
Get off the stage. stage, you two.
Yeah. It all depends how quickly I can get there. So you're going to be there? Anything at the Arts Festival? Or
yeah. We will be. We're curating an afternoon at the Acoustic Stage, which I believe is up by the Gateway Center building.
Excellent.
On June 9th, Sunday, June 9th. We'll have some of our friends joining us for that.
Yeah, we're really excited.
We're appearing at Shadyside Academy's outdoor summer series at their middle school, which is in Regent Square, on June 20th, I believe, Thursday night.
This is great. And you can write to the Josh and Gab Show at gmail.com or it's joshandgab.com. Is that the
That's right
URL? So let's have you do another song while there's still plenty of time.
Leader. Let's do that.
This is a big hit, especially in the elementary schools, I'd say.
This is one that can definitely provoke a little eye rolling from anyone who's over 12.
Yeah.
Sometimes middle school is not as big a hit, but elementary school is,
yeah.
It's like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. It's about all the things we can do to show leadership. Well, I'll show you that I can understand you, help you with your homework, and even hold your hand too. Set a good example and never reprimand you, 'cause I'm a leader too.
And I'll show you that I can share a snack with you, tell a funny story till I'm rolling on my back with you. We never laugh at others, and I know that it's a fact with you, I'm a leader too.
Well, I treat others how I want to be treated, and I'll greet others 'cause I want them to feel greeted. I always tell the truth, so I know that you'll believe it, I'm a leader too.
And if I see a bully, well, I always tell a grown-up. And if your pants were ripped, I'd help them to be sewn up. I'd run and get the nurse if you were sick and you were throwing up. I'm a leader too.
Here we go.
I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. Yes, it's true.
Can't stand for anybody getting picked on. I pick up banana peels so they won't be slipped on. I think of new ways for my classmates to get along. I'm a leader too.
Well, I take you for a drive when I get my driver's license. I listen very carefully to each and every sentence. I'll show you that I can make a difference, 'cause I'm my leader too.
I'm a leader, I'm a leader, I'm a leader, yes, it's true. I'm a leader, I'm a leader, I'm a leader, just like you.
Well, I like you 'cause I can sing a song with you.
And I like you 'cause I can walk my dog with you.
You and I are different, but I'll always get along with you, 'cause I'm a leader too. And I like you 'cause I can mess around with you.
And I like you 'cause I can joke around with you.
Well, I like you 'cause I can ride to town with you. I'm a leader.
I'm a leader.
Well, I'm a leader too. Everybody,
I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. Yes, it's true. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I'm a leader just like you.
Again,
I'm a leader. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. Yes, it's true.
Josh and Gab at the Saturday Light Brigade. Amazing.
Yeah, too much fun.
Yeah, you do. first of all, you know, to help finance this important thing, you could sell that to like the Metric Association. You know, you know what I'm going. You just change it to "I'm a leader." I can picture the little dancing bottle. You know, so I'm a liter, not a gallon. I'm a liter.
What's the definition of a liter? I'm trying to remember. It's not one of those derived units, is it?
No, no.
It's just a thing.
That Pepsi's measured in?
That's right.
Yeah, it's a... Oh, gosh.
For example, like, you know, like a Newton is like the amount of energy it takes to accelerate one kilogram, whatever.
I think it's based on, what is it, Rick? Like 100 centimeters by 100 by 100? I mean, it's based on, I think, a cubic centimeter or two or three.
We are definitely on the metric versus English measurement argument.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come out and say it. We're metric.
We're metric people. We're
you too are metric people.
We believe it.
Well, I know that, you know, but based on my childhood, it's coming. By 1975, the country is going to be completely metric. So everybody should – has it happened?
You know did it happen?
I still weigh 15 stone and proud of it.
But how many hands are you, you know? Oh,
that's a good question.
How many hands and how many bolts of fabric did it take? Mm-hmm. We are rather peculiar. I guess it's us and Britain at this point that don't do it that way. But anyway, I'm a leader. I'm
a
leader.
Imagine the metric like salesman came in and was like, "Hey, Great Britain, do you want to use this?" He's like, "I don't think we will do that."
Yeah.
That's like how it happened.
Yeah, I could see it.
That's it.
But you would think the there's got to be a trade association for sign manufacturers that would have been – and speedometer makers and people that wanted, you know, all that to happen so they could spend lots of money changing all this stuff out.
Yeah.
But no, it didn't happen.
No, it never happened.
But you've got the song if you want it.
Well, we're ready.
There's actually a direction
we're ready for it.
To my questioning. Is Josh, you're an amazing songwriter. And have you ever written jingles? Because you'd be good at it.
I've written stuff that's made it onto, I guess, commercial use. It's been I've had songs that have been used in television shows and stuff. So there was a Jersey Shore episode where Snooki said, "I hate getting arrested at the beach." And then, like, they brought in the cue, and it was one of my songs.
That's really nice. Did you know?
I did. I've had some luck licensing songs in the past.
And I say that because sometimes songs are licensed to a company, and then you don't necessarily aren't the first to know necessarily
that it's going
to appear.
You're on the inside, and you know this for sure. There was one time where I was just watching television. Some of my songwriting stuff is handled by a label called Authentic, and they work out of L.A., and they have good relationships with the companies that get music on. It's Burnham Murray, the company, the production team that does all those MTV shows, Teen Mom, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And so there are times when I won't know. I'll be watching The Real World at a friend's house, and one of the cues will suddenly come in, and then we'll realize it's an instrumental version of a Meeting of Important People song, which is the band that I'm in as well.
Yeah.
And we're really, really hoping to get some songs placed with this record.
Well, I think this is a great record, and, you know, you could use this in your classroom. In fact, if you're at a daycare center or pre-K or really any elementary school or even older, sometimes songs like this geared towards younger people that are still as of high a quality as they are great ways to get everybody to open up and start talking. Frankly, I'm a leader. I could hear that being even done at a corporate setting just to get people to talk about leadership.
That's true.
I want to
like
be your
you
agent.
Because you deliver your Form 1708 pages to me on time. I don't know. That's your boss.
And I like you because you keep a safe and appropriate distance away from me when we're talking. And
this
you
is
never
good.
Park.
Good stuff.
You never park at your parking spot. You can never everybody to go around.
Oh, you go to the passive aggressive things that people do at the office as well.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've got.
I don't love much. I love this.
Yeah, we'll work on that. I have to be careful. I'm going to take away all the time, just chatting. But that's a good premise, actually. That's an awesome premise. Josh and Gab are here, and we're joshing and gabbing. That's your next album.
Josh and gabbing.
Larry, I got to tell you, and while we have. Our next record might be mainly hip-hop based.
Yeah.
Ah.
We have been working on a lot. We've worked a lot of what you witnessed. I call that witnessing.
Right.
in the pure legal sense. A few weeks ago at the museum was...
Just don't ask me to testify.
Yeah, it was us workshopping a hip-hop song
yeah.
that we think we're going to do at schools. And honestly, we might be E equals MC Science and Junior Varsity.
Those are our rap names.
Ah, I like it.
So hopefully we'll come back and get to do some hip-hop.
Let's... I think we're going to have time for two more if I properly maintain my color commentary to a minimum here. So what would you like to do next?
Let's do a song. This was written by Gab. This is her first foray into songwriting. This is called Rats, and it is basically a little cautionary tale about why you should listen to your mother.
Yep.
And it's on our album. It's a wonderful, lovely lead vocal by Gab on the album. Here we go.
There's a door in the floor, and I wanna know more. It's rats. It's rats. Should've listened to Ma when she said to ignore the rats. The rats. That's what I found in the hole in the floor. Don't know what I thought was through that door. Not rats, rats. Mother tootin', fire crackin', finger dippin', lip smackin'. Rats, rats, ready to tat.
Jazz.
I like it.
It's a little
I like it. So, Gab, that's the first song you've written, huh? That amazes
since
me.
Since middle school, yeah, I'd have to say.
Because you're a good writer and a good singer. And you two actually, and I guess it's the leader song that showcased this, but this great ability to speak and write a song in a sort of Stellar and Mira kind of way, or if you know who they are, male-female comedy singing
sure,
team.
Sure, cool.
And there's some others that are more modern than that one, but it's really neat. There aren't too many people doing that. So it's
cool. Thanks
kind
for
of fun.
So.
Who were the people you referenced? So we can.
Oh,
gosh. Is it Ben Stiller's parents that you referenced?
Yes.
Okay.
I just
yeah.
didn't hear what you said.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but
I didn't know they sang.
They didn't sing. Actually, it's a good point. As much as they would do these vignettes, talking with each other, and it was a little bit like word jazz, just going back and forth with each other. And this
cool.
goes back a long, long way.
Cool.
I think she decided she didn't want to work anymore, but he. He still works. I mean, Jerry Stiller, like, I think is close to 90 and is still doing sitcoms and stuff.
That's the dream.
And there are other people that fit that. I just can't think of who they are. It'll come to me eventually. So today at 1, 2, and 3 at the Children's Museum, and then at the International Children's Festival in Schenley Park at the Community Family Stage, which is right by the carousel. Which coincidentally goes around like a merry-go-round does. And they'll be there at noon on Saturday and also on Friday.
I think 3 p.m. on Friday the 17th.
So you can see them there. And then at the Arts Festival on June 8th. And a much better way to do it, another way to do it, is to go to joshandgab.com and keep up to date with them. What would you like to close up with?
Let's finish with our big single, which is a song about a bullying incident at Kennywood Park. This is called 9 O'Clock Behind the Jackrabbit. It features Gab performing as a bully.
Yep.
And me taking on the role of a kid being bullied.
And a quick thank you to Hope Academy, to Winchester Thurston, to Kappa, and to Pittsburgh International Children's Theater for being with us throughout the show today. And to you for listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to close with Josh and Gab.
Okay, here we go. 9 o'clock behind the jackrabbit. Close enough.
I see him in the hallway. I see him at his stairs. He points at me and giggles when he passes on the stairs. And now I'm here at Kennywood and feeling really scared. 'Cause right when I
I was standing there in line to get a bite. He passed me with his buddies, yeah, I was in his sight. He looked me in the eye and said, we're gonna have a fight at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock. Now I'm not one for fighting, I don't have a plan, 'cause I bruise really easily and I've got tiny hands. But all my friends are telling me I gotta be a man at 9 o'clock. 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 At 9 o'clock behind the jackrabbit. Woo! At 9 o'clock behind the jackrabbit. At 9 o'clock behind the jackrabbit. At 9 o'clock behind the. And now this thing is ruining my candy wood day. Like, what's he gonna do to me? What's he gonna say? Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please don't let him show his face at 9 o'clock. When?
9 o'clock. And if he sees me riding or waiting in a line, I'll act like I'm a tough guy and everything is fine. But now the clock is ticking and I just don't need reminded. 9 o'clock. At 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 9 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, behind the jackrabbit. Oh! At 9 o'clock, behind the jackrabbit. At 9 o'clock, behind the jackrabbit. At 9 o'clock, behind the jackrabbit.
Well, here he comes and he's looking mean. Well, tell me what's to become of me. But maybe we're both acting the same way.
Here's the moral of the song.
Well, we didn't end up fighting, which I couldn't believe. We rode some rides together, and we didn't want to leave. And that's the story how I met my new best buddy, Steve, at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock.